I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. A new federal report on climate change includes concern for the Gulf Coast. Residents of Mobile and Pensacola saw torrential rain and flooding last month. Researchers say that kind of bad weather is becoming more and more common along the coast. Leonard Berry is the director of the Florida Center for Environmental Studies and a lead author for the Southeast and Caribbean portion of the study. He says it's unfortunate that climate change has become a political issue.
It's very unfortunate. And most countries in the world recognize and deal with it, don't treat it as a political issue. In Britain, in France, in Germany, it is not an issue that is split across politics. And it's unfortunate in some part of this country it is.
Berry says steps by the EPA to regulate coal plants and higher emission standards for vehicles are helping. But he adds the nation must move towards cleaner forms of energy like solar, wind, and even nuclear power to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Today kicks off Small Business Week across the country, and the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce has a lot in store. Mobile has seen a lot of growth over the past year with large companies like Airbus moving into town. Daryl Randall is the vice president of small business development for the Mobile Chamber. He says large businesses often bring in smaller businesses.
We're seeing more interest in opening and starting businesses, and then also more interest in those that want to grow their business. So yes, there's definitely a ripple effect when the larger businesses move into town. So we're hoping that we'll see an even larger impact once Airbus manufacturing facilities open.
Randall says the chamber will be hosting workshops and events for the small business community all this week. They will conclude with an awards luncheon on Thursday, where they will honor their Entrepreneur of the Year. And the death of a gambling expert used by the Alabama Attorney General's Office for several years could delay a trial over the state's raid of Victory Land Casino in Shorter. A judge has scheduled a trial June 23rd on whether the state could keep more than $223,000 in cash and destroy roughly 1,600 machines seized in a raid in February of 2013. Now the Attorney General's office is asking for a three-month delay because his gambling expert died last week from heart problems. Now let's take a look at the forecast. Here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Monday evening, Monday night, includes a mostly cloudy sky, a little bit of fog possible overnight. For Tuesday, temperatures top out in the upper 80s, a very warm day, and there could be a few isolated afternoon storms. Wednesday, good chance for rain and thunderstorms. Some of those could become strong, but I don't expect widespread severe weather. Temperatures top out in the upper 70s on Wednesday. As we go into Thursday, we'll quickly go dry and a little cooler. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.